Welcome to your five for the day. In Genesis chapter 15, we learn that the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your very great reward. What is a shield? A shield is a piece of armor. It was designed as a defense mechanism. It was used to intercept attacks, either by stopping them or by redirecting them. To this day, shields are still used. You may think that they are not, and in the historical warfare situation, they are not used. But when people start rioting, you'll see the police use this tool en masse. Shields can take on many shapes and sizes, but their purpose and use remains unchanged. A shield is a protective barrier. It is something that defends or protects someone. Here we see God telling Abram, I am your shield. We need a shield. In many ways we need a shield. Our very own planet Earth depends on a shield to survive. Our own lives depend on this great unseen shield. The Earth is protected by an ozone layer. It is also called the ozone shield. It is a layer in the Earth's atmosphere that absorbs most of the ultraviolet rays from the sun. The truth is that there is very little ozone in the ozone layer, but it's very important. It absorbs and shields us from the harmful UV, which is harmful to all living things. Without this shield, life on Earth as we know it would cease to exist. So in a very real sense, we already live with a shield that God has put in place to protect us from things that could destroy us. Just as we need and could not live without this ozone shield, so we cannot live without the shield that God offers us. The Bible tells us that the enemy goes around like a roaring lion, looking to destroy each one of us. But God offers to be our shield. As he said to Abraham, he says to us, I am your shield, if only you place your faith and trust in me. In what way is God a shield? He holds our lives and our very breath in his hands. Isaiah chapter 33 tells us the very bread and water we need for sustaining of life is part of the shield God provides in our lives. Don't limit God's power in your life. Don't try to put God in a box. Don't limit him by your own limitations. His power can accomplish anything. It was by his power that the earth was created. It is by his power that all things are sustained. That includes you and me. This shield is ongoing and never-ending. It's not a shield that turns off and on at will. It is not here today and gone tomorrow. It is available at all times and in all circumstances. It is a perpetual shield. It is available throughout life, in the midst of challenges and hurdles. It remains constant regardless whether we are facing deep waters, rivers of difficulty, or the fire of oppression. Throughout life it remains, and even when we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, it is as real as at any other time. He is the rock of refuge that never fails. He is a shield to each one who will trust in him. This shield does not just cover one area of our lives. The problems with shields are that they only protect you on one front. Our heavenly shield will never fail us, no matter what side the problems may come from. He is a shield that goes right around you, even on your blind side. Just like the ozone shield around the earth, where there is no alternative, so it is with God. He is our only shield, our only alternative. Every other thing that you think is a shield will fail you, but he will remain faithful.